7 years after the chief of the Park Police was fired, an appeals panel has ordered that she be reinstated. The Merit Systems Protection Board says Teresa Chambers was wrongly dismissed for publicly voicing concerns about budget cuts and lack of resources. The board ruled that Chambers must be allowed to resume her old position in the next 20 days. The board also says Chambers is entitled to retroactive pay dating back to July 2004, along with reimbursement for legal fees. Now, the Department of the Interior can appeal. No word yet on what the agency might do. And joining us now live is Teresa Chambers. She is about to be reinstated as the chief of Park Police. At least that's how it sounds. Ms. Chambers, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to hear your voice again.
Now, you and I have been going back and forth over this for 7 years now.
Yes,
and we've talked back up, you know, when we worked together on WTOP and now down here at Federal News Radio. And this has been a long time in coming. At any point during this process, did you think, I need to just let this go and move on and get on with my life?
You know, I guess tenacity is a virtue at times, and other times perhaps a curse, because it has been a long time. But there was no amount of time that I could put on getting my good name back and for standing up for what is right. And it's just so good of a feeling this morning to know that prayer and perseverance did pay off in the end, and what a great feeling.
So what does this mean? I mean, the Park Police, they have a chief. They have folks that are already in place. So this is going to be a big shakeup, really.
Well, Amy, it's not as complicated as it may sound. The chief that's currently in position was one of my top commanders when I was there, a great guy, and actually retired a few years later. And then they brought him out of retirement, perhaps in the last year and a half or 2 years, to be their current chief of police. So there is precedent in court cases where a person who is given her job back actually gets that job, and the Department of Interior will have to make certain that the current chief is not harmed in any way, or perhaps he'd like to remain a part of the team, which would be outstanding.
Now, one of the things that I thought when I heard that the Merit Systems Protection Board had made this ruling is, why would she want to go back there after all of this? I mean, would you want to go back to a place that gave you so much grief when you were there the first time? Or tell me what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of years between then and now, and the persons who took these actions against me are all gone. They were all political appointees and have long since moved on. So I'm going back to a very different environment. You know, I competed for that job in 2001, right after the horrific events in Washington, D.C. and New York, and the plane in Pennsylvania went down. And it was a privilege to serve my country and my profession in such a way as serving as the chief of the United States Park Police. You bet I'd like the opportunity to go back there. That's what we have set as our goal for the last 7 years.
What happens now? There's a 20-day window. So walk us through what you anticipate will be happening over the next couple of weeks.
You know, we've never been in this position, so we don't know with certainty. But I think clearly the Department of Interior will have to make a decision, and soon, as to whether they're going to appeal or not. If not, then I would think the next move is theirs to get in touch with me or my attorneys to figure out how we walk through those steps and what are the logistics to getting me made whole and back in uniform.
Now, clearly, this isn't something you've ever gone through before, because you've been going through this process for 7 years. But is this decision out of the ordinary, unprecedented? Where does this fall historically in the grand scheme of things when it comes to these types of decisions, particularly for such a high-profile position like Chief of Park Police?
Right, and at least that's getting some attention, because the unsung heroes out there seldom get their story told. So many federal civil servants that have been punished for speaking the truth, for being candid and doing what's right, have never had a chance to have their day in court, either because they couldn't follow it through to a conclusion or they had to take a settlement somewhere along the way. This is about them as well. So in that regard, this is a much bigger case than something that just impacts me.
We are talking with Teresa Chambers. She's the former chief of the Park Police, and the Merit Systems Protection Board has just said she can be chief of Park Police again if she wants it. And Ms. Chambers, you clearly do. But let's talk about your current position. You have a job.
story. I've been at the Riverdale Park Police Department for 3 years now, and Mayor Vernon Archer, when he hired me, knew that I had an appeal in process with the federal government and knew that somewhere down the road we may be having this conversation. So when the decision came out yesterday, he was one of the first 3 phone calls that I made to let him know the order was out there. I didn't know exactly what it meant or how carefully that time frame would be followed. But if I am given the opportunity, if the government doesn't appeal and I'm able to go back, I certainly won't leave Riverdale Park high and dry. And it'll be left in great hands. What a capable group of folks who will continue to serve the citizens of Riverdale Park.
Now, let's take a step back for our audience. There may be some folks out there listening who are going, who is this Chambers person and why are we talking to her about being Park Police Chief? What's going on here? Because this has been nearly a decade in coming, 7 years in coming. So let's talk about what it is that you did that was so grievous that got you fired in the first place.
Well, in short, I confirmed information that a union representative of the Fraternal Order of Police had shared with a print reporter in the Washington Post, talking about difficulties that they were having meeting staffing needs and budgetary constraints. And as any good reporter, the reporter then reached out to management for confirmation of those facts. Not an unusual interview by any stretch of the imagination. And I was very pleased that the employee that had been providing information to the Post had done so accurately. So my job then was to either confirm or deny, which wasn't an option in my book because I would have had to lie about it, but then to also put it in the entire perspective of what we were doing to keep visitors safe and to keep those icons safe and how we could use the public's help. Somehow that spun this overreaction. To this day, Amy, no one has said, Chief, you should have done this differently. Or when they asked that type of question, in fact, just the opposite, folks were pleased with my interview. And the press secretary for the Secretary of the Interior at that time asked that if there were any other follow-up inquiries from the media, he wanted me to be their sole spokesperson.
Hmm.
You can imagine how surprised I was then when things unraveled a few days later.
Well, now let's look forward. Let's say that in 20 days you do become the chief of Park Police again. Everything is all smoothed over. How are you going to run that department? Are you going to do anything differently? Or times have changed in the past 7 years. So how would you handle things differently today?
Well, you know, I think I have to first assess where the department is at this point, where the United States Park Police is as far as goals that may have changed or projects that are being undertaken. Regardless of who is at the helm of Interior, I still have to lead with integrity. And I'm a good soldier. I can follow whatever direction that my boss has given. Even under the previous bosses, there were times when an issue would come up that was politically sensitive where they would ask the team members, look, just defer this to the secretary's office or defer this to the director's office. That's what a good boss does. A good boss doesn't put an employee out there, say, go do it, chief, you always do a great job, then for whatever reason not be pleased with what was said, perhaps embarrassed by the truth of what was said, and then have such an overreaction.
Let's compare and contrast from 7 years ago to today. 7 years ago, it was the monuments and the protections and the resources that the Park Police needed to do the job that they're required to do, particularly so close to 9/11 and that time. Now things have changed. You know, there's an atmosphere of discontent, anger toward federal employees, and now the concern is more employee security. I mean, you've seen what happened in Arizona and things that have happened since then. Give us your take on how that may have changed the atmosphere and how that might change the direction of the Park Service and what your mission might be.
Well, you know, I've never been prouder of a group of employees than the United States Park Police officers when I worked with them, because they had that balance that I think every agency should aspire to, where they would protect people's rights to assemble, to free speech, while at the same time making sure that whoever has assembled isn't going to cause harm either to a building or property or to another group. It was one of the parts of the job that these officers held dear, that they were really defenders of the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution, really playing a part in history. I don't think that part has changed.
Have you talked with any of your former colleagues at the park police?
Well, you know, for the past 7 years, there have been literally hundreds of employees within Department of Interior that have kept in regular contact with me. Some have since retired. Many to just cheer me on or say to tell me that my case was certainly going to have greater implications when I prevail. And they were confident that if I hung in there, this day would happen. So it's been very heartwarming to know that they've stood with me.
Well, what about in the past 12 to 24 hours? What about that? Because you've been a little bit busy.
Yes, Amy, I haven't been able to keep up with the emails. I finally quit trying to answer them about 3 this morning and got back up about 6 to start again. The media as a whole and people from around the world have been so supportive that I owe it to them to at least send a quick thanks back. This is a really humbling day for us. Well, it's overwhelmed with emotion and excitement, but it's very humbling to know that people are looking at this case and for its larger applicability.
Former Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers, who has just found out that she can reclaim that position in the next 20 days. We want to thank you for your time this morning, for joining us on such short notice. We also invite you back, especially as this process goes through, because we would like to learn how this is going to work and how you're going to be able to navigate these waters as you continue the process.
I sure will, Amy. Thank you.